This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
We're here today with Ieva, the CEO and founder of Material Mapper, a platform that helps reduce waste and reuse materials. So Ieva, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Zane. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me. Feeling great.
So you started Material Mapper in Europe, focused on a problem that most people aren't taking seriously, but you've realized is actually quite serious, especially, you know, for the future of how construction looks globally. Could you tell us a bit about the problem you're solving?
Yeah, so what many people don't realize and what I did not realize before I started digging into the construction industry as such is that 40% of the global landfills are filled by construction. So basically 40% of all the landfills globally are construction waste. And there is no industry that helps solve this issue. There is no industry that works towards construction materials being recycled or reused in a scalable way. So that is why I started Material Mapper, because I see that it is a big problem. The CO2 emissions are only growing, and the construction industry is one of the main players towards CO2 emissions. So I think that's a huge problem and that has to be solved.
You said 40% of all the waste in landfills comes from the construction industry, and you said that's a global figure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And out of that, 8% alone is concrete. So one construction material, can you imagine, constitutes the 8% of global CO2 emissions.
And you said this is global. Is that a problem more so in emerging markets or in developed markets too, as you break out?
It's a problem all over the world, everywhere. It's a problem in Europe, in the US, in Africa, in Asia, absolutely everywhere.
So with the construction industry being such a large culprit when it comes to the amount of waste produced, you would think that there would be some severe consequences and sanctions, especially from governments around the world. You noticed that is a key problem, especially in Europe. So let's dive into that a bit more.
Yeah, that is a key problem worldwide in the first place. That is finally kind of being recognized, at least in Europe, by the EU, that has actually just recently come up with a new quota that 70% of all construction materials have to be recycled or reused. And that new regulation just came into place this year. So starting from 2020, all construction materials used in any building process whatsoever, they have to be recycled or reused, basically repurposed. That is the that is how they call it.
So wait, 70%. Now, what law existed previously? Did the construction industry just keep on churning out waste and dumping everything on landfills previously?
Pretty much so. So there are no concrete regulations. Obviously, there is always the suggestions by the European Commission or the EU that you should recycle rather than, you know, dump everything in a landfill. But just starting this year, the EU has started to focus on this big issue hands-on. Which I'm very happy about. And hopefully this only moves forward with more regulations and more sanctions.
So the question is, are people taking this seriously? I know in the industry I came from, in mobile advertising, EU put some severe limits on what you can do with consumer data called GDPR. And also there were some laws around what you do with data belonging to minors. What I'm trying to say is that the whole industry scrambled. Now, we had some advance warning and every single company in the space had to comply. And if you did not, you'd be sued in court and your company could potentially go bankrupt. And the developers themselves, the game developers themselves, were also sued, not just the platforms like the one I created. So I'm assuming, and one would hope, that with severe sanctions and regulations in Europe, there'd be sweeping changes across the board. So how are companies handling it right now, especially in the construction industry, the guys who actually produce the waste?
Well, I have to be honest here, and in all honesty, thus far, I haven't seen a big change in the mindset of property developers or demolishing companies as such, because this is fairly new, right? And what normally happens with industries is that once there's new regulation in place, they kind of want to test and see and feel how it's going to affect their business in the first place and then react. So once somebody is fined and has to pay big money for not complying with the regulations, I think that's when we will see the actual big change and the domino effect throughout Europe of companies really taking it seriously. So I think it might be the case that is very similar to GDPR, because in the beginning, not everyone really took it seriously until there were actual sanctions.
Wait, so what you're really saying is that people aren't taking it seriously. They're going to see how the government reacts. In some ways, this happens in every major industry where the cost of complying with regulations is simply an expense. So is the cost of not complying. It's really just a line item where companies can come in, they can cause severe damage and harm, and they'll be okay with the fines. So are the fines not serious enough to scare away people? I mean, why aren't companies taking it seriously? You would think the law is the law and sweeping changes are needed, especially when there's such an obvious impact with regards to the amount of waste produced.
I do hope that this changes very fast, but as we all know, you know, we only got this new rule came into place only in the beginning of 2020, right? So it's only been a rule, a regulation since January 2020. So we are yet to see the real consequences that are going to be applied to the construction industry. Because in the middle of all this, we got Corona and everything kind of stopped. So I think that we are yet to see the actual consequences and the fines that are going to result as of this new regulation.
This type of regulation, let's make no mistake, if it is successful, then it could become a global standard. Hopefully you would think that as this starts to become the norm in Europe and the industry evolves to how they manage construction waste, surely the US, surely other emerging markets would go in that direction. So in some ways, this is the litmus test. If this law is put into place and is effective, it could pave the way for sweeping changes throughout how the construction industry itself works. Mm-hmm. What's going on a country by country level? You have regulation at the EU level. Is that superseded by any local regulations, or is everyone deferring to the EU to sort this problem out?
Yeah, absolutely. So some countries, namely Scandinavia, such as Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, are the countries that have sort of always been at the forefront of green economy, circular economy, and the catalyst of change towards a sustainable world. So in this case, the Scandinavian countries are actually discussing putting in place even more like additional regulations in addition to the EU regulation that kind of is in place for the entire Europe. So Scandinavia has always been a forefront, and even right now they're taking this rule to the next level by issuing new regulations on a country wide level.
Why is Scandinavia always seen as one of the greenest, most sustainably progressive countries or areas in the world? Why?
I think it's kind of like a national pride. They take pride into being green, acting green, not polluting, recycling, you know, they just take pride in it, and they love their countries and they love their ecology, and they try to preserve it as much as possible. And I think that for that reason, they are kind of, you know, the idols for the rest of the world to follow.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's wonderful, especially with, you know, how they've thought about sustainable architecture and green living overall. It's very inspiring. And so how are you helping companies then? What does Material Mapper do in light of this big opportunity and problem?
Yeah, so what Material Mapper does is essentially accessing data from municipalities and other databases that have information on buildings. So basically, we're mapping out buildings, hence Material Mapper, within a certain location, so within a certain city. And we get access to data such as when that building was built, what materials does it consist of, and what is the demolition date, so the date when the building is planned to be taken down. So through municipality data and other databases combined, we kind of gather all possible data on the building, and with the help of an in-house built algorithm that we call the estimator for materials, we can estimate the actual quantities of each material category that is going to result from this building when it's taken down. So in this way, we can give any property developer, city planner, or municipality information when and where reusable materials are going to become available from a demolition site or from a building that just has been taken down.
So this sounds like there's actually a problem of even knowing what's going on, that the data is stored in silos, it seems. Now, what's the consequence of knowing the quantity of materials? I mean, what opportunity does that create? And why don't you give me a breakdown of the type of materials you're seeing, or the type of materials that have to be reused according to the law?
Well, according to the law, pretty much all materials have to be reused, or 70% of all materials. But the ones that are the easiest to use or the most common to reuse is concrete and bricks, metal, glass, and wood. And so those are the like four big categories that can't easily be reused. Everything else is can be recycled, but reused not so much. So basically what we do is we make it easier for property developers to kind of forecast what and where they will be able to access, as in materials, when they're building a new project. So if they're building a new project, a new apartment building or an office building somewhere in the center of Oslo, in 2023, let's say, they can go on our platform and search for this particular location, set the radius, and set the types of materials that they are interested in reusing, and they will have an overview of all demolishing sites around this location at the same time when they need the materials. So that kind of cuts down costs on logistics, on storage, and that gives you an overview where and when you will be able to access the materials that you need for your new project.
What you're saying is, when you demolish a building as the, let's say, owner of the building, it's a cost currently. It's not only a cost environment, but I mean, it's a cost in that you have to pay for demolition, then you've got to pay for taking all of this material and transporting it, storing it on a dump site, and there you go, it disappears. And then if the same developer is building a new project, for example, they've got to go and source these materials in the way it is done today. Now, what you're suggesting is that what was an expense can become a revenue generator potentially.
Absolutely.
70% of the materials you can resell.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. So I was telling you from the perspective of the property developer, so that for them, in order to reuse the materials, it saves them time and money. And also for the property owner demolishing the building, it turns their dump into money.